So last week, we honored the many ways that the world's religions celebrate the returning of the light around this time of year. But we're not quite there yet, planet-wise. We are nearing the end of the long arc toward darkness that we started at our Samhain service back at the end of October. And we're also in the midst of the Christian season of Advent. So these are both reminders to us that sometimes we have to wait. Sometimes the things that we look for, hope, faith, joy, these are not instant gratification projects. And in that time, before the light, I want us to spend a little bit of time thinking about darkness. And not in that kind of dualistic sense of good and bad, positive and negative, necessarily. Because although stereotypically the good guy wears the white hat and the bad guy wears the black hat, we all can think of stories in which the most dangerous people seem to be the most beautiful and the most important people would have gone unnoticed if all you were looking for was what was shiny and new. So when we think about darkness and going into darkness, moving towards the light, these kinds of things, think of it more like an inhalation and an exhalation, right? There's not one that's necessarily better than the other. They serve different purposes, but they are related. They are kin. They are twins, if you will. Darkness can mean rest, quiet, introspection, the opportunity for renewal. It can be a place to center ourselves with tenderness and compassion. Things do emerge out of the dark, but in this case, we need not fear them, just as we need not fear what comes from silence, just as we need not fear our own dreams and imagination. Darkness can obscure and make hidden, but that means darkness also contains mystery. Seeds lie dormant in the dark until sprouting roots. Darkness is a place for resting as well as for growth. But really, this is something that is better experienced than talked about. When we go into the dark, we are not always alone, but it is often a solitary encounter with what lies hidden within our own lives and hearts. As we so often journey on our own separate journeys together, I'd like to invite you into a time of guided meditation. Together, but also in your own individual hearts. I'm going to ask Meg to turn the lights down. You may close your eyes if you wish. You don't have to. I'm going to encourage you in this meditation to go deep into your heart. So let's start by loosening physically. Get comfortable. I see folks already starting to shift so that we can sink into our own intuition, those selves that are most intimately connected to the sources of love and life. First, we begin where we are. Recognize how you feel physically, what emotions are playing on your heart. Recognize what you're carrying from the days and the weeks previous. How are you? There is space here for all of you. All of who you are is welcome. There is no need to change any part of you. Whether you are tired or worried, eager or excited, whether you follow every word I am saying or follow your own thoughts down their own paths in this darkness. There is room for all of you here. I invite you to imagine yourself unafraid, supported, and safe, floating high above Earth's face. You can relax, you can rest. Your breath shows the cool blackness of the sky. And in your rest, look up at the night. You see the moon. Perhaps it is full, perhaps it is waning. I invite you to lean into your relaxation. As you look at the night sky, you feel as though your eyes could fall into the darkness that lives between the stars. You see constellations that are familiar. Cassiopeia, the seven sisters of the Pleiades, Orion with his sword belt. Perhaps you simply let your consciousness drift into the immensity of the galaxy. The group of galaxies in our tiny corner of the immense heavenly structure of which we are part. Even in this immensity, there has never been another you. No one just as you are, and there will never be. You have been here from the beginning, and you will be here at the end of all things. Each hydrogen atom in the water of your body was here at the birth of time. And now in this moment, you lie warm and cozy, you gorgeous creature of light. And you recognize that you are a part, an interdependent part of this big picture. You are part of everything that is without exception. Sit with whatever that brings up for you and stay with it. Stay with the immensity and the connectedness, or stay with a sense of tininess, even insignificance. You are a part of all that is. Slowly you begin to drift downward or perhaps inward. There is no reason to fear because you know you are moving toward yourself. And so turn from your contemplation of the sky towards your own heart. Find that place in you that holds your longings, your yearnings, and your hopes. Find this delicate, strong center that feels the pain of the world, the grief of your own life, the great joys of your existence. Continue to go deeper into your awareness of your heart. Imagine it as an open doorway through which love is transmitted. With each breath, you spiral deeper and deeper. With each exhale, feeling yourself relax. Traveling until you find in your heart those places holding your secret hopes. The things held silent behind your teeth. Things pressing against you, waiting to be born. The things you long for. Find that place within you that carries the plan you have told no one because it is too tender or too terrifying. A tiny bird, bones filled with air, or a hot ember, something to be held gently and fed with the hope of a fire to come. As you think of this fire, you begin to feel warmth. Something is shifting warmer. This is the center of what you know and feel and think and long for. A light begins to surround you. What it illuminates is yours, something toward which your whole self has been leaning. There is a gift here. As you move inside this growing light, what do you find? Anything you find is yours. It is a part of you. You know beyond the shadow of a doubt that the gift here is yours. It is given to you. It comes from you. It is not meant for anyone but you. What is it? What is it that your heart is asking for? This treasure has an answer. Spend some time with your gift to look and feel, smell and taste and listen. When you are ready, come back into yourselves, to the time we are sharing together, to your body in this moment, to the chair on which you sit. If you're comfortable, pull your shoulders up to your ears and then let them go. Move your fingers and your toes, stretch your legs. Whatever gifts you found in the dark, may you carry them through this week and through the longest night and into the dawn, which will come. Please join me in singing our closing hymn.